Sammy Keys and the Kiss Goodbye by Wendelin van Dranen. Read by Wendelin van Dranen and Tara Sands. A Warning from Wendelin. Let me start by saying I'm sorry. I know you were expecting Sammy. I know you were looking forward to her telling you all about some madcap escapade that had her braving shortcuts, or snooping through basements, or ditching bad guys, or cops. I know you're here to laugh and race along with her as she gets into scrapes and trouble and finally finds her way back home. She would be here if she could, but she can't. And since everyone else is either too busy trying to help or having too much trouble dealing to let you know what's going on, you're stuck with me. I'm having a lot of trouble too, believe me. But I thought you should know. As hard as it is to hear, as much as it hurts to tell, you deserve to know what's happened to Sammy Keys. 1. Wednesday night. Holly is the one who found her. There was a lot of screaming and crying. And as we all know, Holly is not a screamer or a crier. But afterward, people said that her wails surely woke the dead.